You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
No matter where you work from these days,
take Jones and Keefe with you on the Odyssey app.
Favorite WEEI.
4-0 Yankees, the pitch. Swinging a pop-up down the third baseline. Over is McMahon. He's got room. He makes the play. And the Yankees have eliminated the Red Sox. A masterpiece from Cam Schlittler. The defense let the Red Sox down tonight. And New York is on to the divisional series. A 4-0 win here tonight. And a team that all year long dug deep, found ways to answer back. Will Middlebrooks tonight just came up a little short.
Yeah, and you just wanted to walk away from this not having to say you should have won game two.
High noon, Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It is a Patriots Friday. But a lot of Red Sox talk today, of course. I agree and disagree with Brooksy there.
You do?
Yeah, I mean,
I agree with the last thing you said.
That's what I agree with, too.
Yeah, they should have won game two.
Look at game two.
Yeah.
And look, if you're going to have an all-time performance on the other side from a kid who doesn't have much more experience than your guy last night,
from
Connelly
Boston,
Early.
I heard.
Downtown Boston.
Yeah, yeah.
The heart of it.
And he comes out pumping 101, and he has a legitimate all-time unprecedented performance. Never happened in baseball history.
That's wild.
Fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
You didn't have a shot last night.
There's no way we're losing to a pitcher named Schnitzel.
Turns out you did.
Well, that's not his name, and he shoved.
Game two now makes you feel even more sick to your stomach.
It's gross.
The way that went down. But the other part, like, they came up just short. What game were you watching last? That wasn't just short. They weren't even competitive.
No, it felt like they lost by 14. Like, in the ninth inning, when they're down by four, you're like, there's zero chance. Like, they can't get a guy to third base. They got one guy to second base. It was just awful. And so the hitting is its own thing. And even if Connelly Early allowed one run and stayed in the rest of the game, you lose 1-0.
Yep.
Because they couldn't generate any offense, right? He could have had a gem himself. Or, like, Garrett Crochet would have lost that game. Garrett Crochet gives up one little dinky home run, he would have lost that game.
Garrett Crochet.
With that same performance.
With the same performance from game one.
Yeah.
Would have lost to Schlittler.
So that's brutal. But aside from that, not only did Connelly Early, and even the relievers who came in and did fine, or good, actually, all those guys were not just let down by the bats, but the gloves. Those guys, there was either no effort or just poor performance in the field by a bunch of guys. Seydon Rafaela is supposed to be the greatest defensive center fielder in the history of the Red Sox, is what I've been told. He can't catch a moonshot to the outfield.
By the way, I kind of believe it. Like, he's been unbelievable defensively.
Listen, he's good, but
that was horrible.
That was terrible. Jaron Duran, like, went back to 2 years ago where he's just, like, trotting after balls in the outfield. Romy Gonzalez can't make a play. Might have been a tough play, but can't make a play. And then Nathaniel Lowe has a big error. Could have been a double play. Instead, it's two runs scored. So the defense was terrible last night, and then the bats were non-existent, so you're never going to win a game like that.
So second inning is the play you're referencing with Duran. So that was just bad all around. Giancarlo Stanton thinks he hits a home run. Wrong.
Hilarious.
I mean, he smoked it.
He crushed it, but stayed in the ballpark.
Stands
How can
there.
A guy with that many career home runs
yeah, you'd
be
think
that
he'd know
wrong?
It. I don't know. You'd think he'd know it. So,
no.
Like, absolute clown.
Yep.
Loser.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at his bench, like, trying to fire him up. And then he's like, oh, crap, I better get on my horse and get into second base. But that wasn't the worst part of it. Duran also thought it was a home run. Jogged after it. And then he gets I actually think, believe it or not for him, a decent throw to Trevor Story.
Yeah, he does not have a good arm.
And Trevor Story, like, pop flies the thing into second base like it's a spring training
game.
Yeah,
they should have thrown him out. They
or like it was Judge the other day. Mm-hmm. Like, when Judge fell asleep on Sogard getting to second base, that's how Story threw it to get Stanton yesterday. So that whole play in the second inning, even though it didn't come back to bite them and Connelly early got out of it, that was probably a bad sign for the Red Sox being locked in on their fundamentals. And then fourth inning, the play you're talking about with Rafaela diving. Bellinger should have been a pop-up.
Oh, yeah, he hit it to the moon.
I initially wanted to blame Abreu because I thought that was his ball. But as you said, when you watch the replay, not only did Rafaela take a horrible route, like obviously he had to cover a lot of ground and still almost made the catch, but he set himself up for it with a horrible route. And I thought it bounced when I watched it in real time. You saw the replay. It hit him right in the glove.
Oh, yeah.
So I think Rafaela has to make that catch.
Gotta have it.
And if he doesn't make it, Abreu's got to get a better read on it.
That changes that entire inning.
Completely.
Like, obviously.
Now Bellinger's there. The crowd's into it. He walks Stanton on, as you said,
competitive at bat.
And a borderline pitch.
Yep.
But he walks Stanton.
Which isn't the end of the world, because Stanton smoked the ball off him before, and now you set up a double play. Unfortunately, you weren't really turning double plays.
I thought most righties, I didn't love that situation for early last night. So him putting Stanton on there, I didn't think was the end of the world either.
Uh-huh.
He strikes out Rice. Okay, here we go.
Oh, yeah, he smoked Rice. Rice had no chance.
Rosario, RBI single, Bellinger scores. That's the play you were talking about with noodle arm Duran in his throw.
Yeah, so this is one where I don't really expect him, I guess, to make the play. It would have been a bonus. But with a runner on second, and it's hit to shallow left field, and Jaron Duran gets it, kind of loops it in, and it's not even a play at the plate. I was like, oh, like, that's not good.
Chisholm single to load the bases, which I was surprised nobody scored there.
Yeah.
Volpe single, Stanton scores, 2-0. That's one that Romy could have got to, or if Romy wasn't in the lineup, and right. I wanted him in there right. last night. You wanted Sogard. Who was making it? Lou
Hamilton.
Maloney.
Yeah,
Lou Maloney was making the case for Hamilton. Maybe one of those guys gets to that one. Romy didn't.
Maybe.
So now it's 2-0.
Real quick.
And then the low play with the error blows it open for 4-0.
I thought early was actually really good. And the thing, though, is we wondered if Aaron Boone would go with his lefties versus a lefty, which he did. And I think he probably felt the pressure because in the loss, he didn't have Ben Rice in there, who looks lost against lefties.
Yep.
And then Jazz Chisholm. And so that was a spot where that really could have been pro Red Sox and, you know, against Boone. But Jazz Chisholm coming through there against the lefty, that was pretty big.
Chisholm had two hits last night. Both were bad defensively. Rice dropped a pop-up.
Yeah, Chisholm was shaky over
Chisholm
there.
Chisholm kept bouncing throws to second base.
Kind of easily had two more double plays.
So, I mean, and he's lucky there weren't more errors mixed in there. Mm-hmm. So I thought Chisholm was shaky defensively, but two hits for him. Rice was horrible. So I still didn't like that decision from Aaron Boone, but when Schlittler is going to do what he did, it was pretty,
hard
for Boone to make a mistake. So I read this earlier. Let me reiterate. Jeff Passan had this tweet last night because I'm like, man, this is a really good performance from this kid. As I texted the group, Keith, I had no idea the kid threw 101.
The whole time.
Like when we, again, I heard a million things about this kid.
Oh, yeah.
From Walpole,
heard about his dad.
Downtown Boston.
Yeah.
Dad is the police chief in Needham. Right. Went to Northeastern.
Great story.
His family abandoned the Red Sox. Like, I heard a lot about this kid.
How about him throwing gas?
When I sat down, I was stunned when he pumped it in there 101.
It's like 101.
I wasn't ready for that. Passan tweets this out. Cam Schlittler's night is over. This is right when he left the game.
Yeah.
8 shutout, which I was very disappointed when he came out for the 8th. I didn't think Boone would bring him back out for the 8th. I'm like,
sure,
maybe.
The 9th, probably.
Probably an idiotic thing for me to believe, but I'm like, if it's Weaver in the 8th, and then you got Bednar or something, they're going to get to these guys. But no, he came back out and just cruised in the 8th. 8 shutout, 5 hits, did not walk a batter, struck out 12.
What a line.
Again, 8 scoreless, 5 hits, no walks, 12 Ks.
And then Bednar immediately walks the guy, and you're like, oh my God, this bullpen. But then obviously shut it down from there.
He is the first pitcher, not, as you said, Keith, not first rookie pitcher.
Nope.
Not first pitcher in Yankees history. First pitcher in baseball history. A lot of history there.
I was going to say, I was like racking my mind on that one. I'm like, is that even true?
To
I'm
go
like,
8 innings, walk none, punch out 12 in a postseason game.
I was like, Madison Bumgarner didn't do that. Like, Pedro didn't do that. Clemens. I'm like trying to think of all these different guys. I'm like, apparently not.
I mean, you
There's
said
no it, way we're losing to a pitcher named Schnitzel.
Well,
they sure did.
It happened.
They sure did because of him.
Because
he
of him.
He won the game.
I
for
mean,
him.
You said this earlier. I mean, as great as Crochet was in game one, this kid was better.
He would have beat you.
It's unreal. So, you know, I said this earlier in the show, and then we can get to some phone calls. Like, that was, I feel like that's the way our parents talk about Ken Dryden. And I don't
came
know,
in out of nowhere.
I don't know that this kid is going to have that kind of career, but like, and you know, the Red Sox aren't those Bruins teams. Like, I guess it's not a perfect analogy, but like, the kid comes out of nowhere and just stands on his head, shuts it down. This is the equivalent of that. And it was, I mean, out of all my, I was wrong on a million things yesterday. I thought they'd win.
Yeah.
I thought Cora was an advantage over Boone, which Cora didn't have a great night.
No.
I thought Duran was going to come through in a big spot. Like, wrong. I was most wrong about Schlittler because I thought they'd get to him.
Yeah, it was devastating. And you know, like, every pitch counts. It's the playoffs. It's an elimination game in the playoffs. And then as soon as that first run came across the board in the fourth, you're like, oh, no. Like, because you just saw Schlittler throw three straight innings, and you're, or four innings, actually. You just saw him go four innings, and you're like, they don't seem to be touching this guy. Like, this is going to be a get to the bullpen, get the pitch count up kind of game. You're going to have to grind it. And you're like, you know what? You might need the game to be even or minimum down one when both teams go to the bullpen.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the case. You're going to the bullpen and way one before they do.
1-0 felt bad.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe 2-0 is like the absolute limit of what they can get away with.
2-0.
They were down 2-0.
Puncher's chance at 2-0.
They were down 2-0 in game two.
Yeah.
So I'm like, they can overcome
this. Sure they can.
The low error was the death knell. Like, that went from maybe they have a chance to they're dead. The season's over.
That was a lot of people probably shut it off at that point. Or chucked the remote or whatever.
I don't know why I didn't.
I had so many rally beers last night, which turns out did nothing.
No rally?
No, there was no rally. They might have been anti-rally beers. I didn't read the label, but they were horrible.
Yeah, you got it on the bottom of the
can.
You got to check on the bottom of the can.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Was this a rally beer?
These are anti-rally beers.
Oh, no.
These are Cam Schlittler beers. These are Yankees starting pitcher beers. Oh, it's terrible.
So the Red Sox offense in this series, Keith, 6 runs.
Seems high, actually. It doesn't feel like they even scored 6 runs.
19 for 96.
Yeah.
I'll do the math on that quickly. That's a 198 batting average. 3 doubles.
Okay.
1 homer, so 4 extra.
Trevor Story bomb.
4 extra base hits.
And a game you lost, yeah.
30 strikeouts.
Ew.
30 Ks. So they
96
strike out 10 Ks a game on average. And really, Yoshida had a couple of nice slap hits last night. Mm-hmm. Yoshida stays hot. He had the big hit in game one. Almost came through in game two. Would have come through in game two if Kyle Hudson wasn't horrible at his job. And then after that, it was Bregman and Story. So you had 3 guys over the course of 3 games. That did something at the plate.
Woof.
Everybody else was real bad.
Woof. Let's get to the phone. 617-779-7937. Cody is in Worcester. Go ahead, Cody.
Hey, man, my pitcher was on fire last night. I think he had, what, 11, 12 strikeouts?
12, we just told
you. The Red Sox could not touch us. He could not touch us.
What are you, on the team?
My Yankees are going all the way. Go Yankees.
Okay.
Is that it? You don't even know how many strikeouts he had, and then you call in and you're like, us, that, and the other thing?
Doesn't seem like the strongest Yankee fan if he wasn't quite sure on the number.
How many Ks did he have, guys?
I just said it multiple times.
There's no way for you to get that information.
Please use your time as efficiently as we can.
You can, I don't know, watch the game when they mentioned 1,000 times he had 12 strikeouts.
Do you think there's any shot they win the World Series?
Yeah.
I don't. I mean, other,
it's baseball.
Well, so fine. If you're going to say that, just like any team can win.
Yeah.
I mean,
we put him on the tier with a chance.
So
yeah.
But
I don't think they. I'm not going to predict
that. It is baseball.
Like, I think they beat the Blue Jays, though.
As bad as the Red Sox offense was, let's not pretend the Yankees had a good offense.
No.
I mean, that whole fourth inning was the Red Sox butchering. They didn't hit a ball hard
in
that inning.
You're going to get them out of Yankee Stadium, too. So then, yeah. But I do think they beat the Blue Jays. I think they lose to Seattle.
That's exactly
Judge
what
had
I
four
think.
Hits. One of them should have been an error that was ruled a single.
Yeah.
All yeah, I was going to say.
Singles. Good point. Judge kind of stinks again in the postseason.
Bellinger's double should have been an out. Stanton's double should have been thrown out.
Now look, this might be sour grapes, and the Red
Two
Sox
home were, runs were only
look,
home runs.
The Red
Stadium.
Sox were worse.
Right.
The Yankees are the more talented team.
Yeah.
The Yankees probably deserve to win that, although if
probably
the third base coach
the
could just wave a guy around, it might have gone differently. But, I mean, all those things. This isn't like the Red Sox should have. But I don't think the Yankees offense was great
in
this series. And I don't think Schlittler's doing that again.
No.
I doubted him once. Shame on me.
I think he'll be all right. I wouldn't be surprised if he's
although, what was the stat ESPN said last night? That he's like top 10 in every stat since June in the American League.
I missed that.
Him and what, Trevor Rogers?
Yeah, I guess.
People love that Trevor Rogers.
Let's go to Ted in the car. Hello, Ted.
Get him, Ted.
Guys, how you doing? This is a horrible series for the Red Sox, but not for Alex Cora. I thought he did a good job. I think, like it was said on the station yesterday, he knew they had to win in two, and I think he did everything he could to win in two. But a big mistake in game two that I don't know if you guys mentioned or not
I bet we
was the pitcher throwing four times to first base and putting that guy on second, and then he came in to score in game two, which, you know, I feel really kind of changed the game because the game was so close.
Okay, I think is he mixing up his games?
I think so.
Chapman did that in game one.
And it didn't really
hurt
him.
The run didn't score.
Didn't hurt him.
That didn't happen in game
two. I don't think so. We went over this with a fine-tooth comb.
I think he's mixing up his games is what I think he's doing. First thing he said, Cora had a good series. I don't think
Cora was good or bad. I think Cora was kind of fine.
Right. So Cora is not – we haven't spent a lot of time talking about
him. Yeah, he's not on the poop list or on the stars
list. Not at the top of my list. He gets to keep his job. Okay, so I'm not calling for his head or anything like that.
No.
But what I thought was odd last night about Cora is he was so aggressive in game two with Bayo. Get him out of there. We're not going to lose this. It's an empty the bucket, kitchen sink kind of game. And then you get to game three, and he's asleep. While Connelly Early, and it's not Early's fault.
Yeah.
But Connelly Early is a kid in his fifth start in Yankee Stadium. And the defense has given him nothing behind him.
Yeah.
Cora just felt asleep at the wheel. Now, again, you can defend him by saying Early was fine. The defense is letting him down.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But I just felt like it was just so night and day from the night before.
Yeah, it was the opposite of that. Although, in real time, everybody was calling for, like, yeah, get Early out of there. I'm like, Early wasn't giving up 120-mile-an-hour exit velo shots.
No, but
the
right
defense sucked.
But it felt like the righties were all locked in on him. And so that's
part
of...
Who was the last guy he faced? Was it Grisham? So yeah, he faced a lefty.
He stayed in. There were two more
left.
You knew he wasn't going to get to Judge.
Yeah.
That you knew.
So
hang on. Did they pull him?
I think he faced Grisham, which you could make the case, like, maybe get him out because Grisham already had a hit on
and
off
in fairness,
him. So that's fine.
And in fairness, Wells was the fielder's choice, that low error.
But here's the thing.
That was another lefty.
Would everybody have brought in Slayton for Grisham? Probably not.
I mean, you have 8 million lefties in that pen.
Yeah, but then they have to face Judge.
Well, that is true. Yeah, if you bring him in there, you're right.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why it felt like you were leaving him out to dry. And unless you thought mentally he was going to collapse.
No, that's not necessarily true.
All right, what do you got?
So if you got him out after the Volpe hit, it's two lefties. And then there's one out in the inning. So you could get out of the inning and finish the inning. But that is a bit of a dangerous game. If anybody gets on...
So you're saying for Wells. I'm saying if you go one after that.
Yeah,
I was looking more at Grisham because he had the hit before. I'm like, all right, maybe you get him out now. But then I'm like, well, no. It's the matchup I want. And then you get to...
No, that's a good point. Yeah. If you run the risk of getting to Judge, that could have been part of the decision-making process there, too.
I think the defense and the bats were both bigger than any single decision Cora did or didn't make.
We asked this question earlier today. Binary. You have to pick one or the other. No gray area in the middle.
All right. No nuance.
Red Sox season was a success. Yes or no?
Yes. Begrudgingly today. Today's the worst day to ask it, but yes.
I mean, it wasn't a failure. Justin in D.C., hello.
Oh, wait a minute.
Gentlemen, I do think it is a failure because we need to put this into context. This isn't the Cleveland Guardians. This is the Boston Red Sox, one of the most damn respected sports institutions in the world. We've been in a rebuild for 5 or 6 years, depending how you look at it. The American League was historically weak with an expanded playoff, and we are thrilled because we got our butts kicked in Yankee Stadium.
Well,
we're not thrilled.
We're not thrilled.
Nobody said that.
No, I wish they won this series. They could have and maybe should have won this series, so we're not thrilled. But, Justin, we talked to you last week, and you didn't think they were going to make the playoffs.
No, I didn't. That's great, but...
Okay. Well, so they did.
Because they exceeded what I thought their talent level would do, doesn't make it a success because you guys are minimizing the work they have to do. Playoff baseball is pitching and defense. They need to add a number two and three starter like we discussed yesterday
because
you have to assume one of them is going to get hurt.
Agreed.
But then look at the bats, and this is real quick. We know you have to replace Devers. But also, we're talking about Jaren Duran being a choke artist loser. So you're going to have to...
Justin, can I jump in on this? I'm sorry to interrupt, but I will give you credit. Give you credit for this.
You were right about that.
You called and bitched about Duran yesterday. All the credit in the world for
you.
I disagree on the failure thing, but Duran, you were 100% right on. Keep going.
So you got to replace the Devers bat. We agree that we need to move Duran. So you're going to need to replace him, and he was probably your second best bat this entire season.
No, he wasn't.
And that doesn't
no
even
way. Sense. No way was he your second best bat.
Well, if you look at OPS and the WAR and the numbers, like you can make an argument he was.
So do you think he's good or
way.
Bad? I'm now confused, Justin. Do you think he's good or bad? I don't get it.
I think he's all that I'm trying to say.
If you look at OPS,
he's
like
not,
eighth on the team. Like, what are you talking about?
I don't think he's great, but I do think he is a bat that has some power on a team without any that you need to replace.
He had 16 home runs. You're talking about a different guy, I think. First of all, Roman Anthony. If Jaren Duran just got benched, which doesn't happen in baseball, if he just got benched and Roman Anthony was healthy, fine, you've replaced him. Now, talk about Pete Alonso.
Anthony, Rafael Abreu, you just replaced him.
You're fine.
Yeah, what do you?
You don't need to replace him.
I don't understand.
I get his point about Devers, and that's where like Pete Alonso, or if there's some of these other free agents like a Bo Bichette, if you want to add guys to the roster like that, great. We're not saying run it back. Nobody's saying run it back, but to be like, oh my god, you have to replace Jaren Duran, who had 16 home runs and an OPS of 774.
Yeah, no, Duran hit righties, which is why I thought he was going to come through last night. Wrong.
Willie Abreu had a higher OPS. Alex Bregman had a higher OPS. Roman Anthony had a higher OPS. Both your lefty killers, Rob Refsnyder and Roman Gonzalez, had a higher OPS.
So, I mean, again, I think the year, it's hard to take a victory lap on it considering who you lost to yesterday, but they needed to make the playoffs, and they did.
Yeah.
So that's not a failure. If success is too strong of a word, we're just trying to make it one or the other, either or. So it can't be a failure. By definition, that to me has to be a success, is how I would look at it. He's right about replacing Devers. This is now where you have to do it. They were a better team without Devers. Inarguable. They just were.
Yep.
If you want to say they may have missed him against the Yankees, we can debate that. They were a better team without him. You can't argue that. That's what happened. This is where John Henry and ownership has to replace Devers. And this is where the money matters. People trying to bring up the money saved on Devers, they had to spend it at the trade deadline. They didn't get it. No player like that moved at the deadline. It was all rentals. No big money long-term deals moved at the deadline. That's not how the deadline works. Now is when you have to do it. So whether that is Alonso, Schwarber, Tucker, who's the other name you just mentioned?
Bichette.
Oh, Bo Bichette.
Yeah.
That's a new one.
Add him to the pile.
Add him to the pile. Interesting. So you have to spend big if you're ownership, and you may have to do that on a couple of players. So now, ownership is a massive problem and remains one until they spend. Massive problem. I just think Devers was a bigger one, as we've discussed. But I have a hard time saying the year was a failure when we were taking calls last week from guys like Justin saying they are going to collapse and miss the playoffs. They didn't. They got in. It sucks they lost to the Yankees.
Oh, it's very frustrating.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This year was a step in the right direction, but it's going to be a massive, massive offseason to get it right. And I agree with you, Keith. Duran is one of those guys who has to go. 617-779-7937. More your phone calls coming up. We'll get into who we blame for the defensive miscues, because they were not just out of nowhere last night. They have been the worst defensive team in baseball all year long. So who do we blame for that? Let's get to it right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.